Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 160 business-managed electric companies with Robert Ambruster, the orchestra and chorus, and starring Nelson Eddy.
When nightcourt was in flower and the man moved a man, beneath a sacred bough he sang a serenade. Knows it blows and it snows, but anyway, here goes. Rosalie, my darling, Rosalie, my dream,
Rosalie, my dream.
Since one night when the dance above I am more, so much in love.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. This is Nelson Eddy and Company inviting you to enjoy another of these regular Sunday meetings with us. This afternoon is something with Cajun on the Electric Hour. Those present include active members Robert Ambruster and Frank Graham, our special guest Robert McJimsey, and three participating members of the company, Miss Florence George, soprano.
Good afternoon.
Miss Shirley Dinsdale, ventriloquist.
Hello, everyone.
I think you remember Shirley from last week.
Hey, where do I come in?
Right here. It's Shirley's little companion, Miss Judy Splinters. I'll bet our friends are surprised to hear you, Judy.
And I bet they're pleased, too, Uncle Nelson.
Are you glad to be back, Judy?
Well, I can't speak for myself, Miss George, but I know Shirley's glad. Have you been here before, Miss George?
Yes, this is my third visit.
Oh, you must have a wonderful voice. Uncle Nelson always asks you back when you're good.
Is that so?
Uh-huh. That's why I'm back again. Isn't it, Shirley?
Well, I suppose it is, Judy.
I have a hardest time getting her to say anything. Maybe if I'd be still once in a while, she could talk.
And maybe if we'd both be still, Mr. Eddy could sing his next song.
Is it a love song, Uncle Nelson?
Yes, it is, Judy. To my mind, it's one of the most beautiful of all love songs. It's At Night by Rachmaninoff.
And so
Why
the Espanol, Frank?
Well, that's all I've heard for the past week. A friend of mine just got back from South America. Had some tall tales to tell, too.
Like what?
Well, he said, for instance, that there were places down there where his clock lost 20 hours out of every 24, and he had to shave at night.
I don't get it.
Well, I didn't either. But then he explained that he had an electric clock and an electric razor. In many places, there was no electricity except for a few hours in the evening. So, no time, no shave. Matter of fact, the electric service started off like that in the United States, too. Just a few short lines and limited hours of service. But gradually, American business efficiency took hold, so that now we take our modern electricity for granted. The idea of our current ever failing or service being interrupted hardly occurs to us. And when it does happen, emergency service is as near as the telephone. And yet this perfected service didn't just happen. It was made to happen by men in shirt sleeves who never tired of trying something new to make their electric service more dependable and more economical. And today, men and women are on the job constantly to maintain this service. Trained under experienced management, these men and women do their job well and take pride in their work. You can count on them. Well, Robert Ambruster and York are going to play their number, Judy.
And we picked it out just for you, too. It's the Gallop from the Jeux d'Enfance by Bizet.
Yes, thank you, Uncle Bob. That means children sing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Judy. How did you know that?
It's right here in the script. Uncle Nelson, are there any little boys in things?
Yes, I suppose there are.
Then I know I'm going to like it. All right, Uncle Bob, get busy with Bizet.
Thank you.
because he was raised in Louisiana, composer Robert McGimsey had an unusual opportunity to study Negro folk music in all its moods, from the deeply religious to the playful. Today, Bob has one of the largest and most authentic collections of such folk music in existence. And his studies have resulted in such well-known songs as The Tower of Babel, Jonah and the Whale, and a song about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which I'd like to sing at this time.
Children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip into the land of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, took a lot of gold and it made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And it told everybody when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, you must fall down and worship the idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the chillin' in a fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Heaped on the coals and a red hot friend's song, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burned up the soldiers that the king had put there, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the flow of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Yeah, well, they couldn't even burn a hair on a head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and talking while the fire was jumping around. Meshach, Abednego. Now old Nebuchadnezzar called him Peter when he saw the power of the Lord. And he heard a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, Abednego. Yeah, man, and that's gospel.
And now that you've heard the song, I'd like to present the composer, our special guest, Robert McGimsey. Welcome to the Electric Hour, Bob.
Thank you, Nelson. It's a pleasure to be here with you all.
Well, we all in music circles know Bob is one of the most versatile men in the business. A composer, pianist, whistler, and singer.
Sort of a quadruple fretman.
That's right, Frank. When I appear at camp shows, I like to tell anecdotes. If the servicemen don't like the stories, I threaten to whistle.
If they don't like the whistling, I threaten to play the piano. If they don't like that, I threaten to sing. And when I sing, they like my anecdotes.
I think you're just modest about your talents, Bob. We want you to whistle something good for us. But first, how about a demonstration of your technique?
It's easy falling off a log. You just whistle a single note like this. Don't you pucker up your lips to whistle?
Just no.
Lip puckering is for something else, and it's not whistling. When you whistle, you just hold your mouth straight and whistle one note, and then add another one to it.
Whistle two notes at once? Sounds impossible.
Why, it's plumb easy, Mr. Armbruster. You hold one note still and move the other one right down the scale like this. And then while you rest, you move one up and move the other note down like this. That's all it's there.
Well, that's very interesting to a musician like myself.
It not only interests musicians. I find that servicemen take a deep interest in that kind of whistling.
Servicemen? How come?
Well, Frank, this is permitted to servicemen. But with my system, they can whistle at two girls at once like this.
Aside from its value in making dates, Bob McKenzie's whistling is a fine art. And I think you'll agree to that as he whistles Menuet in G.
Judy. That's the most beautiful whistling I've ever heard. You must be famous.
Well, Judy, I can tell you in all modesty, I'm called the world's greatest whistler. Nothing it has to do with a whistler that I can't do.
Nothing?
Not a thing.
Could you be a whistler's mother?
Judy, please excuse me, Mr. McGimsey. We liked your whistling very much, and the Shadrach song, too. Do you have any other songs?
Yes, I have, Miss Shirley. In fact, I brought along a little song I thought Nelson might enjoy.
What's it called, Bob?
Egg of Bread. And me without my earmuffs.
Suppose we could work the rest of the program from the next studio, Mr. Armbruster?
See what you try, Mr. Graham.
What have those two got against Egg of Bread?
Georgian Bread. Every time I'm on this program, someone sings a song about bread.
I think you like this song, Miss Joyce. Egg of Bread came before shortening bread anyhow. And it's a heap more tasty. Egg of Bread is corn bread with eggs in it. Shortening bread has no eggs.
Oh, just corn?
All right, if you all are going to complain about my singing Egg of Bread, I'll ask Bob to sing it himself.
That suits me. But I'll need someone to sing a little girl part.
I'm available, Mr. McKenzie.
I need someone for a little boy, too.
I'm available. I mean, Uncle Nelson will sing that part. And Uncle Bob Armbruster will play the piano.
Well, that seems to settle the argument. Frank, will you introduce us?
As the house lights grow dim, conductor Robert Armbruster goes to the piano, while composer Robert McGimsey and little Miss Judy Splinters add a new recipe to Nelson Eddy's repertoire.
Hit it, kids.
Little girl, little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go downtown?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you look around?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go on your legs? Did you get some eggs? Good old egg, bet, shake it. Good old egg, bet, shake it down. Good old egg, bet, bake it. Good old egg, bet, bake it brown. Little girl, little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you stay about an hour?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get some flour?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you put it in the bread and you sure you did?
Yes, ma'am.
Good old egg, bet, shake it. Good old egg, bet, shake it down. Good old egg, bet, bake it. Good old egg, bet, bake it brown. Little girl, little girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I taste that bread?
No, ma'am.
Can I smell that bread?
No, ma'am.
Well, why is that bread? Eat some, ain't said.
Ma'am, what are you saying?
Good old egg, bed, shake it. Good old egg, bed, shake it down. Good old egg, bed, bake it. Good old egg, bed, bake it down. Little boy.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go downtown?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you look around?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you meet a little girl?
Yes, ma'am.
Was the name called Pearl?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you go for a walk?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you have a little talk?
Yes, ma'am.
Did she buy candy and food on Manny?
Oh, yes.
I got to thinking the other day about the millions of American families from coast to coast who listen to this program. Some live in trailers, some in cozy cottages, some in palatial mansions. But here's what got me thinking. Whatever the size of your home, you all get exactly the same dependable electric service. Sure, some folks may like more rooms and use more appliances than you do, but the service and the quality of the electricity you receive remain the same. You can't buy an exclusive grade, and there are no black markets either. Electricity is one service whose price has remained low while the general cost of living has gone up. Your bill is a bit higher than it was years ago. That's because you're now using electricity to keep food, wash clothes, clean rugs, tell time, make music. For once, you use it only for life. The truth is, the average American family today gets about twice as much electricity for its money as it did 15 years ago. This bargain is one of the best examples we know of the benefit of sound management.
Now I'd like to join Florence George in singing one of the great songs from The Chocolate Soldier.
My hero.
He's my hero, Miss George. So what are you going to sing with him?
My hero, Judy, from The Chocolate Soldier.
Oh, well, you'll find that Uncle Nelson sings a pretty good duet.
Yes, I know.
Judy, you didn't have to tell Miss George that. She's sung with Nelson Eddy before. She has a lovely voice.
I know she has, Shirley. And she's pretty.
Well, thank you, Judy. You're pretty, too.
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Go ahead, Uncle Bob. Let's have the introduction to my hero. Same time each week, our 160 business-managed electric light and power companies. Each is a separate operating company serving its own community. But they join to bring you the friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater and more prosperous America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rational. Again, with a word about an urgent need for men to deliver the goods to our fighting men overseas. We've got the supplies, we've got the ship. Now we need men to man the ship. If you're not in vital war work already, the merchant marine can use you. I want to thank Robert McKenzie for dropping in this afternoon. The next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Shirley Dinsdale and Judy Splinters will be here, too. And our guest will be Miss Lois Butler. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood. That is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.